we call this the safe zone. This is sort of an area where the students come out in the morning, and it's a quieter area versus the student lounge, and so that's sort of this area.
Echoing University is a four-year post-secondary transition program for young adults with disabilities. Some have recently graduated from high school, but the school serves adults up to age 30 who aren't ready to attend a traditional college and aren't yet prepared for full-time competitive employment. It's an alternative to more traditional service models. On a recent visit to the Echoing U campus, I spoke with program manager Nicole Sturck to find out more.
We started this program really to service a group of students that we felt were not being currently served through our transition models in the county. And we wanted to utilize our expertise in areas and be able to bring along staff to help build skills to help these students be able to really transition out of that high school age range into a traditional setting. The point for our program is to allow students to come in and build skills over 4 years, as in a college setting would be. And our students come into this program from various backgrounds, various ages, and their goal is to provide something more. They want to achieve something more, and they're just trying to figure out that way to get there. That's where we come in.
How many students are you currently serving?
Yeah, we currently have 26 students. This past year was our first year in 2012, and we anticipate another 25 to 30 students in our next enrollment beginning in July.
Let's talk a little bit more about the programs you're providing.
Yeah, sure. Freshman year has a core of some classes that are really, it's more of a widespread span of topics. And we wanted to do that to really find a baseline on where the students really were. And those areas include money management, independent living skills, conflict management, social skill building, recreation, just sort of a wide span of services.
So let's talk about the impact a program like yours has on these students and how it gets them ready for their lives.
With any of our students, their main point and their main purpose is they want to be normal and they want to be treated as such in the community and they want independence. And so with all of our students, they have different goals. Some want employment. Some just want to find something in the community to be a part of, to volunteer. Some want to live on their own. Some don't. And in each student's case, it's an individual path for each of them. But their main goal is to build skills, to build independence in the community. And what we want our program to provide is to be a bridge to allow that to happen. And also, the way our program is structured, our classes are taught by business professionals from the community. So when they come into our building, we're doing this constant inflow and outflow of bringing people from the community into us and taking our students out to them. And so as much as we want to change our students' perspectives on what they can achieve, we want people from the community to be able to look at us and say, wow, what great students.
Nicole is talking about students like Jack.
Hi, I'm 23.
So you're a new student here at Echoing U. Tell me how you like it.
I like it. I have a lot of friends here, all the teachers.
What do you hope that Echoing U will do for you?
Turn you into sports.
You like sports?
I'm a big sports fan.
Yeah. What sports do you like?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse, really? That's not real popular here in the States.
It's not.
Jack is enthusiastic about attending school here, but Nicole Sturck says many students come from stagnant environments that don't allow for personal growth, and so a new program like Echoing U's can be a big change. That's how it was for Jack.
And so for him, he really struggled for a while to see if this is really what he wants, and he's grown a lot, and he shares a lot with the students and really supports them. It's very positive, one of the most positive students we have.
When I first started drawing, it was...
Lindsay is another student I spoke with. She's 21, and after Echoing U, she hopes for a good job. She'd also like to go on to study art. Right now, it's just a hobby.
Art I would love to do. I love doing animals. As you can see there, I love doing animals. It makes me feel good inside, if I'm, having a bad day or if I'm just wanting to draw, I just love doing it. It's just something I love doing.
Nicole says it was a big step for Lindsay to agree to be interviewed, and it speaks to the potential that she has to grow. Growing that potential is what Echoing U is all about.
What's interesting is when they all started here, they all come from different walks of life, different cities, different counties, where at whatever they were doing, they were sort of the top dog. And you come into this environment, we've leveled the playing field. And now you have to rely on each other. And you all want the same goals. You all want to do more. That's all different, but everybody wants to do more. And so all of them have come in. And the first couple of weeks, it was very emotional because you're hit with that,
what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And you're actually being asked that for the first time, perhaps. And so they all kind of had this big emotional response to that and had to work through the fact that it's okay if I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that I'm working on it.
Let's talk about some of the challenges of getting a program like Echoing You off the ground. Did you have to go through any accreditation with the state?
We actually are part of Echoing Hills Village Incorporated, and we've been around as a company for 45 years, serving Ohio in 5 different sites. And Echoing Hills Village is where we report to, and Echoing as a company was wanting to branch off into something to serve young people between 18 and 30 that are more on the moderate to high functioning side. And so as a company, they were looking to find a service that could bridge that for them. And so when we, myself, Joe Kowalski, we put together a plan to create this sort of transition program, they really were supportive of it.
Nicole, let's talk briefly about the structure of Echoing You, the number of staff, and if you use volunteers or not.
We do have a staff of 8 employees currently that are full-time employees here. We also rely, speaking of volunteers, we rely heavily on folks from the community that come in to lead class seminars and discussions and career explorations about what they do. We found it very beneficial that the students actually meet professionals and people that just have a passion and a expertise in a certain area to provide that knowledge to our students. It makes it a lot more valid and it's more appropriate, because that's the point of our program, is to allow the students to interface with these folks from the community as well as they with us, and to be able to really see if this is something that they would want to do as a career. So if anybody would be interested in coming in to do a volunteer class, what we ask is that they would be committed for a full hour to come in and talk about what it is that they do. Maybe even open up your business to us to come out and see what it is that you guys do.
So, Nicole, if people are interested in the services offered by Echoing You, what's the best route to get in touch or find out more information?
Yeah, sure. First of all, if you know of somebody or if you yourself are interested in coming to Echoing You, the first piece of information to really find out and obtain is if you have that Medicaid eligibility. And Medicaid eligibility is determined through the county board. So Montgomery County has a board, Greene County and Miami County, they all have boards of developmental disability services. So you go through the board of developmental disabilities to determine if you are eligible to receive services. That's where that Medicaid funding piece really comes in and gets implemented. If not, go to the county board and start that process. And once that's determined, we have an application process here at Echoing You, includes a campus shadow. So even if you're just interested and you want to come out and learn more about who we are, feel free to contact us. Our phone number is 937-716-1313, or visit us at echoingyou.org, E-C-H-O-I-N-G, letter U.org, and find out more information that way. But we are currently accepting applications, and that process ends April 20th with classes beginning July 8th.
Nicole Sturck, Campus Supervisor with Echoing You, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.